You know what they'll do? We build the pipeline, they take control of the grid, set up their own meters, fiddle their own meters, get the gas for free.
Oh, Dad.
That's exactly what they did in Guangdong. The Chinese wouldn't admit to any reserves until 2014 when they were made to. Then they declared them to be 25,000 because they thought to own up to more would result in them paying higher prices. Come the peak in the 20s, reserves went up to nearly 1 million overnight. Now the bottom's dropped out of the market, they seem to have lost it all again.
You realise what you just said?
What?
The bottom's dropped out of the oil market.
You know what I meant.
Well, it's not going to go up again, Dad.
It always goes up again.
Not this time.
Look, I've seen this before. 2030. Everyone thought it was running out. There was a price spike. Actual reserves went down. Political reserves doubled. Then Russia dissolved. It went down again. Before that, 2015. It sank to an all-time low. Everyone said it would never recover. 2008, the prices went mad, then crashed. 74, the prices went mad, then crashed. 72, 51, 46.
Well, the price has been going down steadily since 1934.
No, it has not.
Yes, if you adjust for inflation, the price has been declining steadily for 100 years. Ask any economist.
Economists know jack shit. You ever met a rich economist?
And that was before the pledge.
Stuff the pledge.
Well, we signed the pledge.
Yes, we've signed the pledge. And we're well below the pledge. And Germany signed the pledge. And North America signed the pledge. And China signed the pledge. But who's monitoring the pledge in the fields of Nanjing or the valley of Shishuangbanna? We wouldn't be allowed there even if we were returning a lorry load of Ming vases.